Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Ramco Cement Limited Q4 FY 2023 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Srivastava from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Seema. Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of B&K Securities, welcome you all to the 4Q FY 2023 earnings conference call of the Ramco Cements. We have with us from the management Mr. P.R.V. Raja, Managing Director, Mr. A.V. Ramakrishnan, CEO, Mr. S. Vaidyanathan, CFO. We would start the call with the opening remarks from the management, which will be followed by Q&A. Over to you, sir.
Yeah. Good evening, everybody. I warmly welcome you all to the earnings call of Ramco Cements to discuss the audited results of quarter four financial year 2023. Thank you for taking the time to join us for the call. We hope all of you would have seen our results and updates. I would like to summarize the key highlights of our performance for the quarter four financial year 2023. The sales volume for the quarter ended 31st March 2023 stands at 4.7 million tons as against 3.23 million tons during the corresponding previous period, a growth of 45%. Revenue for the quarter ended 31st March 2023 increased year-on-year from 1,719 crores to 2,581 crores. Revenue for the quarter ended 31st March 2023 surpassed 2,500 crores for the first time per quarter. EBITDA for the quarter has increased year-on-year from 305 crores to 424 crores in the quarter four financial year 2023, amid strong volume growth of 45.51% to be precise. During the quarter financial year 2023, blended EBITDA per ton is rupees 917 compared to 956 in quarter four financial year 2022. Profit before tax for quarter four financial year 2023 is 207 crores as against 164 crores during the quarter four financial year 2022, with a growth of 26%. We have commissioned the line 3 kiln of 1 million tons per annum and a dry mortar unit of 1 lakh ton per annum in our RR Nagar unit in March 2023. The infrastructure facilities for like 4 MW WHRS, 18 MW TPP and railway siding at our Kolimigundla plant, the limestone beneficiation in RR Nagar are to be completed during the year financial year 2024. Additional grinding capacity of 0.9 million tons per annum in Odisha will be commissioned in the financial year 2024. Other units of dry mortar units in Odisha and Jayantipuram will also be completed in the financial year 2024. Current demand for cement is good in the individual home builder segment as well as the infra segments. The cement demand in the medium term is expected to be resilient in view of the government's focus on the infra spend and the upcoming elections and the forecast of normal monsoon for 2023. The profitability of cement business was challenging in the last few quarters in view of high fuel prices. The view of such high fuel prices. The CIF spot rate for petcoke was at $178 in February 2023. That has been softening from then on. Now the current price stands at around $125 per ton. The margins are expected to improve because of that from the quarter two financial year 24. Thank you very much for your patience, and I'd like to now start the question and answer session. And Mr. Dharmakrishnan, our CEO, will handle the question and answers along with our CFO.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take our first question from the line of Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. And first of all, congratulations on superb numbers, particularly on the volume growth. Sir, just wanted a first clarification. RR Nagar clinker line, so the clinker capacity that we are mentioning, 14.99, I think previous our stand was it will be a replacement of old clean and only 0.35 million ton will be new capacity will be added net. So are we also maintaining the old clean and the new line added both together? So that is the first. And also we did not previously mention the 1 million ton grinding unit at RR Nagar, and this quarter suddenly we see a addition of 1 million ton. So just need a clarification on that.
Thank you. Yeah, always you are the opening batsman. So thank you for your question. See, as far as RR Nagar is concerned, we keep our option open to continue the second line also. So that is why this time we have mentioned that additional 1 million ton has been commissioned. So we keep our options open. So either we can operate or we can discontinue. But as of now, we want to operate.
Okay. Sir, also just wanted to understand in terms of the, if you can share the clinker production for FY23 and Q4 and the cement production. In the sense, I want to understand the CC ratio. So how much more growth we can see in FY24 and 25 on the volume front?
You want for the whole year or for only for the quarter?
Both. I need for both clinker and cement production.
For the quarter, isn't it?
Yeah. That's right. See, the clinker production is 11.8 to 87 million tons.
11.82.
11.87 million tons.
11.87, okay.
Yeah, this is for the year.
And cement production?
And our cement production is 14.86 lakh tons. Not billion tons.
Okay, so then broadly it works out around the same 1.25 CC ratio, which normally we have for last 3-4 years. So just trying to understand how much more volume growth we can see. So even for this quarter also, for to achieve this at a blended level, we have mentioned that for Kurnool clinker, it is 85% utilization. So to achieve this 4.7 million volume, the other clean should be working more than 100% utilization is the case. So net for FY24, how one can look at the volume growth considering the 1.25, 1.3 CC ratio?
lastly, our cement capacity of our Ara Nagar, whatever we completed, will be around 22 million tons. To back up that, we have clinker capacity for the same whatever conversion ratio we're talking about.
Sorry, sir, I didn't get. So we can.
Capacity is 22 million tons.
Yeah.
With the conversion ratio, whatever you mentioned, we have backup clinker capacity.
Okay. Okay. Now the other question capex front. So FY24 and 25. So considering that previously we were looking at expansion at Karnataka also. So when can we start the new expansion capex? And without that also, previously we mentioned 892 crore capex for FY24. So what's the stand, and accordingly, how do we see the net debt for FY24?
See, whatever guidance we given earlier, that will continue. So unless you people advise me, okay, since because of good growth, you want me to expand the earliest, we will do that.
Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Noel Vaz from Union Asset Management. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, so just to confirm, I think just regarding the volume guidance for FY24-25, so currently we have seen a very strong number for the end of FY23. So what kind of a growth should we expect? I mean, I think last time we had guided for roughly about low double digit kind of a number. So
internally, we have growth target of 30% for 23-24. We have growth target of 30% for the year 23-24.
Okay, fine. Thank you for that. Just one more thing is, so the company has been able to deliver a much stronger growth in than the industry level, both at the end of fourth quarter as well as in your guidance as well. So what exactly is going to enable Ramco to outgrow the industry this such a large extent? I just want to know what the factor is there. Thank you.
See, four things happened this one. Number one, we had the capacity. Number two, the demand was very strong. Number three, we created necessary infrastructure to service this. That is the thing. Last 3-4 quarters, I was telling, we invested so much money to create the infrastructure to service this demand. So that whenever, we are also promoting what is called right cement for right application. Nearly 14 types of cement we are manufacturing. That catches up very well. So the wherever we are giving our cement, that is accepted very well. So because we are able to tailor-made and we meet the requirements of different customers, we are able to get repeat orders, so the growth is really good. So whatever we have told the last three quarters, that everything falls in line this quarter.
Okay, thank you. That is all from me.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, we would request you to rejoin the question queue. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Satyadeep Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you. Thank you, sir. A couple of questions regarding to 20% volume growth, which implies almost 18 million ton sales in FY24. You also mentioned right cement for right application. Given that there is so many varieties of cement being produced, does it limit your capacity of 22 million tons to something below 22 million tons? And tied to that would it basically mean that we need to look at some capacity expansion in FY25-26 to build some volume growth there?
So you might have seen our conversion ratio. See, the right cement for right application we are doing for last almost 1.5 years. You might have seen our consistent in conversion ratio. Okay, to that extent, it will not limit the capacity utilization. See, whatever capacities we are doing, the 22 million tons definitely is achievable, number one. See, number two, yeah, definitely given the demand, also the capacity utilization, we have to definitely go for expansion. So we will time it and we'll let you know.
But just want to clarify, the next leg of growth would be Karnataka greenfield, or could there be a brownfield?
First we'll take up the Kurnool second line, then we'll go to Karnataka, because Karnataka we have to buy the land, whereas in Kurnool we have everything ready, all the infrastructure is ready. What is needed is you have to put 4 equipments, that raw milk, cold milk, clean and one submersible. That's all. Otherwise all other infrastructures are ready. So first definitely we'll go for Kurnool second line, then we'll go for Karnataka. In the meantime, just I want to tell you, Karnataka, we got necessary approval for the purchase of land, because the committee has to approve that we got necessary approval. Now we started buying the land.
In the second line, can possibly before it comes, railway siding would be up and running, and I'm guessing before that?
Where? Kurnool?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it is possible. Also, see, now we are also creating capability even without railway siding, how to service the second line also. We are creating necessary facilities for that. We are confident. Definitely, railway siding is going to be helpful. But our expansion is not depend upon only railway siding. It's not very constrained because of that. But railway siding is also progressing fast. Since it is long, almost 25 kilometers, taking little time. But definitely, railway siding will help us in at least in transport of coal and all these things, but our marketing of cement is not going to depend upon only railway siding.
Okay. The second question was on cash flow. So given, if let's say if you do decide to go ahead with the Kurnool second phase, would there be an upside to the capex target we discussed for FY24? And there was very strong performance on working capital cycle where receivable days and inventory days shrunk. Is that sustainable going into FY24, this lean working capital cycle?
We'll come back to you. Once we finalize that, we'll come back to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Prateek Kumar from Jefferies. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good evening, sir, and congrats for great results. My first question is, so data question. So we have reported our volume numbers including dry mortar. So what is the contribution of dry mortar in the volume for 3Q and 4Q this quarter? 3Q and 4Q.
The dry mortar volume for the whole year is 0.2 million. And for the quarter is 0.07 million. For the whole year is 0.2 million, 2 lakh tons. For the quarter is 70,000 tons.
Right. My other question is on your Northeast foray. So we have been also starting to send volumes in Northeast, as you understand. So how much of the non-South 25% would be Northeast volumes for us?
Same thing, yes. Same, seven, around 20-25%. Maximum go to 25%, minimum 20%. Whatever in the first three quarters, we are maintaining that. Nothing change in that. The mix is same.
I'm asking specifically on the Northeast, which is other than East. So, of the total,
I'm talking totally about when Northeast includes East. So, okay, this is totally. It all depends upon price, realization, cost, all these things we are taking. So, mostly Northeast, we are only servicing non-trade orders, not trade orders. Northeast. So, okay, to that extent, it does not matter whether, okay, Northeast or East, because, okay, whenever we get good realization, then definitely we can go up to Arunachal Pradesh, Sikkim, and all these places. We are doing that also.
Okay. And then we are versus like the net debt of 4,700 crores, we are off like around the 400 crores. Is something which we also talked about during the results in one of the quarters. So what would be our target net debt, like let's say for the next year, what we are looking at?
So that is why we work out the growth. See, we have to, I told you any number of times, I also told, we have to see the growth as well as debt reduction. See, we work out every quarter, we'll give you the guidance.
Sure. These are my questions. Thank you. I'll get back to you.
Thank you, sir. A reminder to all the participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. We take the next question from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, good afternoon. Congratulations on a great number. Just a couple of questions. Firstly, on volume target of 20% growth, like as I understand, your clinker utilization was about 75% in FY23. So this would take the utilization to almost 90% in FY24. So what are the growth plans then? Because for FY25, then probably we'll need more capacity to kind of participate in the growth after 24.
I told you that we have plans to expand our Karnur second line, then we'll put up the plant in Karnataka also. So the exact timing, definitely we'll let you know as soon as the orders are placed and the board has taken the decision. Definitely we'll let you know.
And the capex, like as of now, what is the capex for 24? Like you had earlier guided for 850 crores, I think, in the prior third quarter call.
850 crores.
Okay. And just the third question is on RR Nagar upgradation. Like post upgradation, what is the capacity there? Like just had some confusion on the capacity number.
3 million tons.
3 million ton of cement and clinker.
Yeah.
And clinker would be how much? Sorry.
The clinker will be around 2.2 million tons because they are 100% PPC we make.
Okay. So if I'm not mistaken, earlier I think the plan was to kind of scrap one of the older units and then bring this unit in its place. So now you're still running the older unit now, is it?
Yeah. See, second plant we thought of shutting down. So we are keeping our options open now. As of now, we have plans to run it.
Okay, fine. Got it. Yeah, I'll come back later, Matthew.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible, yeah.
Yeah, sir, on the volume guidance is 20%. I see in FY23, you have delivered strong growth both in trade and non-trade. Non-trade volume would have grown by around 60%. So any thought on this improving your blending ratio or the trade share, which is blended cement, which is 70%? Do you see this number going up in FY24, or you would be mostly targeting aggressively the non-trade market?
So we try to maintain, even though we aggressively done in Q4, even though there is aggressive growth, the blended ratio is same now.
Okay, so this 70%,
then blending ratio both are same. We are not deviated. Maybe 1 or 2% here and there can be there. It will not be major deviation.
So this 70% is what you are comfortable, or you are looking this to go towards 75-80% in next 1-2 years?
No, yeah, depending upon market. See, these are all, I can't give you a particular number. These are depending upon which market grows. If the trade grows, definitely I'll go for more trade growth. If the trade does not grow, then if non-trade grows, there also we are there.
Sure.
It all depends upon price, cost, and where we can have the growth.
And sir, currently, March and your CWIP stands at 2,000 crore. Most of your ongoing projects are already done. And only few projects are up for execution. So what is this 2,000 crore CWIP pertaining to majorly?
Mainly purchase of land for the Karnataka plant, then balance, we have to, in Aranagar mines also, we have to complete our limestone beneficiation plant, then TPP in Karnool plant, right-way side, balance right-way siding.
Hello. Karnataka, you have already invested in land, and how much is that?
Where? Karnataka.
Yeah,
no, we are starting buying the land. We are not bought.
No, I'm saying the CWIP, capital work in progress, is 2,000 crore. What would that pertain to?
See, there will be, again, railway siding. Then in Gandhivaram, we are putting up our limestone. See, so far we are moving. See, our one of the mines is around 10-15 kilometers away from the factory. So now we are putting private right-way siding for transport limestone from our Odawada mines to Jayanthipuram. That is around 250 crores. So that yet to be commissioned. That will be commissioned another month or so. Kurnool is around 509 limestone beneficiation plant, then Odawada mines, dry mortar plant. Yeah, these are the main things.
Okay. And sir, one, two more questions. We have seen that you have done phenomenally good on your ramping up your green power usage. Last year, you had targeted 70% of your clinker electricity clinkerization electricity requirement will be met through green power. You know, I think we are still to go, or you have achieved closer to that number?
No, see, sorry, sorry, again, tell me, 70% of the?
Electricity requirement.
No, no, what we told you, Andhra
Clinkerization.
No, 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 not for the entire company. I told you for the Andhra Pradesh.
Okay, okay.
For Andhra Pradesh, already, what I told, Andhra Pradesh, already 70%-80% of the clinker is green power. That is waste heat recovery.
And this also.
Tamil Nadu, we have wind power. What I told, Tamil Nadu, we have wind power. That are all almost 175 MW we have. If you see the plant load circuit, around 40 MW. So far, they are in sale to the board. We are converting into captive consumption.
Understood, understood.
That is why, see, at the year-end, by 2024, the green power will be around 34%.
34%.
For the cement, and after drink about clinker, for the total for cement, will be 34%. 34%.
Sir, alternate fuel usage, last year you did very good, but in FY 2023, that share came down from 20%-13%. Any specific reason?
See, once we started using alternate fuels, everybody started using that, so the cost has gone up, more than the coal, so we stopped using that.
Oh, it's more than the coal that you are purchasing?
Yeah, everybody goes to that place, then, cost goes up, na.
Okay.
So now we have three alternate to alternates.
Correct. Sir, lastly, on the leverage, I understand you have the. What is the comfort level, you know, your comfort level at which you would want to operate? Net debt to EBITDA.
I have open conference with you. Whatever you suggest, we'll follow that. No, no, if I say something, you people are getting sometimes, you are, sometimes people are getting upset. Whatever is comfortable to me is not comfortable to you. So I'll come there. We have open house. Whatever you people suggest, we will carry out.
Great, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, please limit your question to two per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please rejoin the queue. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Pankaj Tibrewal from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir. And first of all, congratulations on good set of results. I have two questions. The first one is on the cash flows. We have seen a very strong generation of OCF this quarter, this year. And a part of that was also because we released some money out of working capital. Can you help us understand from an overall cash flow perspective, how should we look at from FY 2024 perspective in terms of CapEx and in terms of debt deleveraging? I heard you that, you know, between CapEx and growth and deleveraging, still you haven't made up your mind, but any thoughts on that will be appreciated. And I'll then come to my second question.
Pankaj, the market is very dynamic, Pankaj.
Okay.
So I have to blend both. Suppose if I look at only debt, debt deleveraging, and if I don't take part in the growth, then you tell me, okay, everybody else having growth path, you know, you don't have the growth path. At the same time, if I don't deleverage this also, yes, people can say, okay, for this capacity, others are having so much debt, but your debt is higher. So we are taking very, very conscious step to how to balance that. So definitely, you might have seen whatever efforts I explained to you in person, I explained to you in many of my meetings, whatever efforts we are making in that promoting our new products and all these things will give good results. Definitely, the last two quarters, definitely we've done excellent job in that. and coming quarters also we're expecting that good growth and good realization bound to come. See, definitely next year I have capex plan of 800 crores. That I can't reduce that. Mm-hmm. See, the balance amount as of now I have plans to deleverage it.
Okay.
Okay, if the demand is so good, okay, I have no option but to expand. Definitely I will come there, discuss with you people, expand to you, then we will take it.
Okay. Will there be scope for release from working capital because the pet coke prices have started?
Yeah, possible.
Okay. So that's one lever which...
Yeah, that's definitely possible. Yeah.
Okay.
Not big money, so 100-150 crores is definitely 100-200 crores is possible. Also, I told you that we are also planning to sell some surplus land.
Yes. Okay.
Some progress is made. I don't say great progress is made. Some progress is made here and there. We are able to find some buyers for the small parcel of lands.
Okay.
Suppose big parcel of lands, if I buy, then my capex plan will be little aggressive.
Okay. But is there a scope for non-core assets to be disposed?
No, anything I'm telling you. The non-core assets, only land.
Okay. Okay. And that can be disposed of to fund a part of your land acquisition. Is that the understanding?
Yes, you are right.
Okay. That's good. The second one is, sir, when I look at your return on capital post-tax, obviously, this was not a very good year except the fourth quarter. Any thoughts on how you want to grow? Because growing at a faster clip without return on capital, the growth could be a little toxic because the returns won't support that growth. Any thoughts on that reach that threshold level on the return on capital and then start the next capex side? Any thoughts on that will be appreciated.
You know, Pankaj, many times I explained in person as well as in meetings also. So many of our capital expenditure is, number one, to reduce the cost compared to others. Because the time like this, definitely whatever investment we made is going to help us. Number two also, we create a lot of facilities so that any big jump like this, okay, suppose had we not invested in many silos, many packing plants and also railway sidings and all the plants, had we not invested, definitely we can't take advantage of growth like this. Mm-hmm. So the return on investment, my incremental capex is going to be much less.
Yes.
So at that time, when I do that, when I expand further, definitely my return on investment will jump.
Okay.
There will be quantum jump in the return on investment when I have subsequent capital expenditure rounds.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because my incremental capital expenditure, what is needed to create maybe another 5 million, 10 million ton capacity is going to be much less compared to my earlier capacities, also compared to anybody else in the industry.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, as shareholders, we would like to see the double-digit return on capital back.
You might have seen, only last 2 years, Pankaj, before that, who has given the best return on investment, tell me.
Yes, absolutely. That's what I'm saying, that we want to see.
Last 2 years is operation because of our Kurnool. There is some delay in the execution of Kurnool project.
Okay.
Otherwise, before 21, tell me who has given the best return to the market.
We will look forward for that, sir.
Wish
you all the best.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Parth Bhavsar from Investec India. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. I had two questions. The first one is on the volume. So you reported very good set of volume. So just want to understand that in the area of your operations, which region did way better than the other one? If you could help
all regions have performed equally, yeah.
Every region. It was like, put it like in another way, like East performed better than South? If you could.
No, that's why I told you, my market mix is same.
Okay.
There's no change, there's no shift in market mix.
Okay. So you're saying growth in both the regions was the same?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, another question.
Whatever states we are, everywhere we have grown.
Okay. And the other question was the RR Nagar modernization, the RR Nagar plant that you're saying that you operated 1 million ton. So what are the cost overruns over there?
Around 120 crores. So the cost overrun mainly because there is a steel price increase.
Okay.
And some different things.
Where do we draw a line where, you know, we you know, stop using that plan, like the 1 million ton? Where do we draw the line?
It depends upon demand growth and cost.
Okay. Okay. And there's no scope to, you know, like, you know, of improvement, you know, as you said that all the capex is being, you know, spent towards making plants better. So is there any scope to improve?
No, it's only second line in the entire company. The second line of RR Nagar is little inefficient. Either we can upgrade that also. Either we can operate as it is. See, whenever say it is inefficient to comfort our standard, not for industry standards.
Okay.
And, compared to our standard, the fuel consumption, it is more to our standard, not to industry standards. So industry standard, it still it is efficient.
Okay. Okay.
So we either we try to run it if the demand is good, or if the demand is small, slack in demand, definitely we take shutdown for 3-4 months and we'll upgrade that.
Okay. And sir, if I could, you know, squeeze in one more, what is the limestone reserves at Tamil Nadu? And can we increase clinker capacity?
We have a lot of lands. The bidding has to take place. If the bidding takes place, then I'll let you know what is exact this one. See, we have a lot of lands with limestone bank lands. You know, Tamil Nadu, from 2014 till today, there's no bidding took place. So whether to tell you what are the limestone is left after mining, after whatever mining is, all these things, that will be too exhaustive. So we have enough lands.
Okay.
Which is having limestone bearing land. If the bidding takes place, because the lands are owned by us, so most definitely we will get it. So there is no problem as far as the limestone reserves are concerned in Tamil Nadu.
So what would be the
reserve? Without that, we can't venture to expand in Tamil Nadu. We expanded. That shows that we have enough limestone.
Okay. What would be the current reserve life though?
No, that is why I told you, we have enough lands. If everything comes for bidding, then definitely we have enough limestone reserve for even for next 30-40 years.
Any mines coming, coming near the expiry? Any leases that are near expiry?
No, that will be beyond 2030, not now. All these things are beyond 2030.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Keshav Lahoti from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. So can you please share the revenue and EBITDA numbers from dry mortar for FY23?
It is too small quantity, 2 lakh tons. What is the EBITDA you wanted to see? See, when we have achieved, when we have done 15 million tons, this is 2 lakh tons. Do you want to get the number? Don't be too minute, Let us give us some room. For 15 lakh tons, I told you our sale in Dymix is only 2 lakh tons. Is it going to change anything?
No, I was trying to get a cement actual EBITDA from that.
Is it going to change any number? 15 million to 2 lakh tons, put the ratio.
Okay, got it. We have seen a sharp fall in your CO2 emission, a 20% fall in FY23. So what is the main reason for that, and will the trend continue?
I told you that our focus on rime cement for right application. So we are all in many projects we are participating. Definitely we are able to get repeat orders, and ours is most preferred product in all the major projects. So that gives us confidence to grow.
Okay. And can you please give a broad bifurcation of your FY23 capex plant-wise, where and how much you have done the expense?
Karnool is around 600 crores.
Okay.
The Aranagar is around 500 crores.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Kamlesh Bagma from Lotus Asset Managers. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity and a lot of congratulations on exemplary performance, sir. Sir, just one question on the part of, like, say, the volume growth, which we are targeting around 20-odd%. next year. So how do you see the margins? What is the trade-off between the margins? Like, say, would we be, like, say, interested in pushing volumes even if it comes at, like, say, 900, 950 rupees EBITDA per ton? How do you see the trajectory of the margins?
Whatever the industry achieves, na, see, I am not pushing the volume. Na. See, but you've seen the margin is not my margin. I am operating only in South and the East. In other regions, the margins are not that great compared to ours. So you can't tell me my pushing the cement or my whatever strategy we are following that is going to push down the price. Because that is the case in other places, people might have done a bit of 1,500, 1,600 rupees. So the EBITDA is same for all the companies. If you see, the entire India EBITDA is same where I am not there. Okay, to that extent, these are all mainly demand and supply, different players' strategy to expand the market. So I have no particular this one. We will not spoil the price. Definitely we want the price because when we make so much efforts in expanding, in modernizing, in introducing new products, if there is no big big margin, and what's the point in our hard work? So definitely we want the price, but it all depends upon market dynamics.
And sir, secondly, on the Kurnool side, like how much capex we would be spending on that second line, and when can we expect the commissioning and the orders to flow in the market, sir?
See, the amount that we required for the second line between anywhere between 800 to 900 crores.
Okay. And what's the...
Yeah, we repeat the same capacity.
And when do you see
the timeline, as I told you earlier, we'll let you know.
Okay. And lastly, sir, this conversion of grid wind capacity to captive, 19-odd% you have converted it. So what is the target for that in FY24? Would it be entirely converted or how much that would be? I know you have given a 10% incremental or 10% incremental share of renewables coming from in next year. So with that entire...
Almost 60% of the windmills are converted into captive. Another 40% will be converted in another month or two.
Okay.
Before the season, before the wind season, everything will get it converted.
So entire would be converted. Okay. Yeah, and so the way the fuel prices are there in the market, do you see your margins getting improved from the exit of Q4 or the average of the Q4 levels?
See, the margin depends upon not only on cost, it all depends upon prices also.
But assuming the what we have...
Whatever cost reduction, definitely will accrue. In the first quarter, there will be small reduction, but second quarter onwards, I am expecting big reduction in the cost.
But
prices, we have to watch. Prices, we have to watch the market.
Great, sir. Great performance and thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Sumangal Nevatia from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir, and congratulations on good set of numbers. First question, the first one is a bookkeeping one. If you can share, what is the non-trade mix in 4Q and last year, what was it?
Same thing. There's no change. Our percentage is around 35%. See, 1-2% here and there will be there. That's all. Otherwise, the percentage is same.
Okay, so 35 similar. Okay, got it. So second question, I mean, when you are evaluating and the focus currently is on deleveraging and you are evaluating when to kind of start the next phase, I mean, what sort of matrix are we kind of focusing on any particular, say, net debt to EBITDA kind of matrix we are tracking and what level we are comfortable before?
Net to EBITDA should be around 2 to 2.5.
Okay.
So it could be ideal, yeah.
So once it approaches this range, we will be kind of starting the next phase. That's the way to think?
Yeah, that is the right way to go. It all depends upon market growth also. If that is the case, we have to deviate here and there. See, otherwise, net debt to EBITDA, I want to maintain 2 to 2.5.
Understood. Sir, and in our priority and strategy, is there any inorganic growth which fits in or we are evaluating, or it's largely focuses on organic opportunities?
As of now, there is enough scope for the organic growth. at also at a very, very reasonable cost. See, my, that is why I told you, my incremental capital cost will be much higher. As I told earlier to our counterpart, Mr. Bangaj, I have to give him good return on investment also. So that is possible by with organic growth. That may not be possible to give in inorganic growth.
Got it. And sir, just one last clarification on the volume growth. I mean, you said it's quite even. I mean, think this kind of growth is something which is sustainable, and any particular project or any particular thing which has contributed to this level of growth in the last, say, few quarters?
No, I told you, even before also we had demand, but we didn't have capacity to support it. Now I created capacity, so since we are able to take advantage of whatever good efforts we made last 1 year, that I may be able to take full advantage of whatever efforts we made because the capacity has come up.
Got that, sir. All right, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity again. So I wanted to know, like, what was your clinker production in FY23? Or if you could tell me, what was the cement clinker ratio for 23?
Just one. My clinker production was around 11.872 million tons.
Okay, and cement?
14.866.
Okay, thanks. And also on AFR, you like ramped up AFR mix a lot in FY23. Do you see that going further in FY24?
No, it depends upon cost.
Okay, what's the cost for AFR these days? In rupees, KKL, like what would be the AFR cost versus, let's say,
used to be less than 1 rupees. Now it is almost equal to coal cost.
Okay. And also the fuel cost that you mentioned in the presentation, like 2.21 rupees this quarter, that doesn't include the AFR cost, right?
No, it's not averaged out for AFR. Average of everything.
Sorry?
Average of everything.
It includes AFR as well, is it?
Because AFR also.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mr. Parthiv Shah from TSVPL. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, sir, for taking my question and congratulations for a very good set of numbers. Sir, just a long-term sense, basically, I do understand as and when time comes, you are not going to be shy to expand. Just for my understanding, you've done a lot of upfronting of your capex at the risk of, you know, lower ROC. But I do understand you've done a smart thing by building up a lot of infrastructure, which you'll not have to repeat again. So if I have to assume that over the next 3 years, you were to add another 5 million ton, or for that matter, say another 10 million ton in your existing plant capacities, can it come at around $60 EV by ton, which is around 5,000 crores?
Even lower than that, we can do that.
You can do lower than that. So another 10 million
lower than that.
You can add.
My cost will be lower than 5,000 crores even for 10 million tons.
Even for 10 million tons. Okay, sir. Thank you very much. So my second question is regarding petcoke. So petcoke prices have come down. I do understand you had previously policy of hedging, petcoke prices at the price where you are feeling it's comfortable. How much more inventory of high-cost petcoke we still have? Have we replenished that? And from quarter one...
At any point of time, we have only 2 months stock.
Okay.
See, less than $100 only, we'll build more. More than $100, our policy is to have only 2 to 2.5 months stock maximum.
Okay, so current average cost for the 2 months would be what around?
See, last 3 months, January it was 176, February 178, and March was 161.
Okay, so only from the third month onwards, you can expect $125 benefit, right?
Second quarter.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir. That answers all my questions. All the best.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Mr. Shravan Shah from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you, sir. In terms of the prices, so since the March exit till now, 1.5 months, so in terms of the where we operate, the current prices or the average prices for 1.5 months is similar or slightly lower than the fourth quarter average?
Even at the 11th man, you are playing very well, yeah. I thought this question was not asked before. Not only your opening batsman, you are also at 11th place also, you're playing exceedingly well. So you people know very well, you can make market check and find out what are the prices.
Sir, that we are doing, but just wanted your confirmation.
My confirmation is whatever you say, I'll confirm it.
Thank you, sir.
The prices vary every day.
Okay.
Goes up also comes down. So both happening. So I'm not saying it is coming down only. Goes up also coming down.
True. Sir, just one thing in terms of Odisha 0.9 MTPA grinding, we mentioned that it will come by second half. So will it be in the Q3 FY23 or Q4 it will start?
Q3. Okay.
And this Kurnool, when we say 800-900 crore capex that we can look at when we start for the second line, so this will have around 2.25 clinker and 2 to 3 million ton grinding.
Yes, you are right. You are right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Rajesh Kumar Ravi from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
My questions have been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rajesh. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
So I'd like to thank everybody for the very interesting questions all of you asked, and I hope we have answered all of them to your satisfaction. I'd like to say that we are working towards a sustained growth, and we will be able to let you know all our plans as we crystallize them. So I hope to meet you all again and explain our growth plans, etc., as we make our decisions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for all the participants.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Amit, for the nice arrangement.
On behalf of Batliwala and Karana Securities, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.